You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
We have a recap of the past 2 weeks. During our first week of Access Granted, we talked about the table. Our main point there is we said that only through Jesus can we have total access to God's forgiveness. So Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He's the only way to God the Father. And He has given us total forgiveness. It's not through any man. It's not through any religious leader. It's only through Jesus we can receive forgiveness. That's why we don't have a confession booth here in Victory. No, wala kayong makitang hidden confession booth yan. No, Pastor, forgive me for I have sinned. O sige, mag-mop, maglinis ka dyan sa sahig, mag-mop ka ng floor. No? Walang ganun dito, walang penitensya. But because Jesus has already died, He has already sacrificed, bayad na, it is finished, sabi niya. Tapos na, and He paid it all. Then the last week, second week, we talk about the temple. And we said that we have total access to God's presence through Jesus Christ alone. So lahat po tayo, we can enter the most holy presence of God. That's why we praise and worship God every Sunday. Not just every Sunday, but you can praise and worship God at your own home. You can enter God's presence because you are a priest unto God. All of us are priests unto the Lord, according to 1 Peter 2:9. And so today, we're culminating our series. We will talk about the tomb, particularly the empty tomb of Jesus Christ. Now, we read here in Mark 16 that the three women, Mary Magdalene, Mary, mother of James, and Salome, went to anoint the body of Jesus on the tomb. But when they arrived, they were met by the angel. So, nakita sila ng anghel and the angel told them, proceed to Galilee where you will see him just as he told you. And all these events happened in Israel, the Holy Land. No? Sino po sa inyo dito nakapunta na, nakapag-tour na sa Israel? Raise your hand. Alright, a few at the back. Alright, sino po sa inyo balang araw gusto nyo rin makapunta, makapag-pilgrimage sa Israel? Raise your hands. Alright. Okay, kailangan natin mag-arkila ng big Boeing 747, no? Para sa Victory Metro East Holy Land Tour. Ayan, ha? Balang araw, no? How many of you believe that? Nothing is impossible with God, no? At, there was this couple who had a Holy Land Tour, no? At nagbakasyon sila, mag-asawa. Kasi nga, retired na sila, parehas. So, and yung wife ng husband ay nabuburo na sa bahay. She was nagging him. And so the husband thought of having a vacation in Israel, Holy Land Tour. And so sila mag-asawa, naglalakad. At habang lalakad, kainitan ng araw, no, the wife, sad to say, the wife suddenly passed away. Okay? At namatay yung asawa niya, yung babae. At, the undertaker, the funeral agent, nilapitan niya yung husband, "Sir, I'm so saddened by the passing away of your wife. But I have a special offer to you, sir. You can let her be buried here in the Holy Land, no, for only $150. So kung ililibing siya sa Israel, sa Jerusalem, ay $150 lang daw. But if you will ship her body back home to America, it will cost you $5,000. No? So isipin mo, $5,000 pabalik sa US, America, pero dito sa Holy Land, $150 lang. And so the man thought about it for a while, and he said, okay, I have a decision. No? I remember something. A long time ago, a man died here. He was buried here, and after 3 days, he rose again from the dead. I don't want to take that chance with my wife. Sabi niya. And so, ayun ang sabi niya. Oo, baka mabuhay sa patay kung lilibing doon yung asawa niya, no? So, I don't know if that's a real story. Nabasa ko lang yun. Sumalangit na ba? But how do we, Filipinos, observe Holy Week? As you have seen on TV, or maybe you have personally witnessed it, no? Filipinos focus more on the suffering of Christ. No? Kaya nga, sa most churches have the crucified Christ, no? On the cross. Meron pa nga, may mga empty, meron pa nga mga kabaong pa minsan, no? Coffin of Jesus. But the Bible does not end with the death and crucifixion of Jesus Christ. No? He rose again from the dead. And that's why it's a wrong thinking that of many Filipinos, most Filipinos think that if they are suffering, if they are poor, they are getting closer to God. No? Karamihan po ay iniisip nila, pag sila ay naglakad ng nakatapak, akyat sa Antipolo, o sila ay naghihirap para sa Diyos, sila ay napapalapit sa Diyos. But Jesus did not demand us or require us to do that. In fact, He wants us to receive something from Him as a result of His resurrection. And so today, I will share to you three things that Jesus wants to accomplish in our lives as a result of His resurrection. Tatlong bagay na gustong mangyari ni Jesus o magawa ni Jesus sa ating buhay dahil sa kanyang pagkabuhay na muli. The first thing that Jesus wants to accomplish is Jesus wants to keep His word. Jesus wants to keep His word. Gusto niyang tuparin ang kanyang salita, ang kanyang pangako. At it says here in verse 7, the angel told the three women there in Galilee, you will see Him just as He told you. Just as He told you. So Jesus wants to keep His word. He wants to keep His promise. Tutuparin niya ang kanyang pangako. And Jesus Himself clearly and repeatedly predicted His suffering, His death, and resurrection. So, bago pa man mangyari ito, sinabi na ni Jesus sa kanyang mga alagad, the Son of Man, the Messiah, will suffer, but on 3 days, He will rise again from the dead. And so, His resurrection, ang kapagkabuhay na muli ni Jesus, it demonstrates who He is. It proves His claims. Pinapatunayan ito kung sino talaga si Jesus, katulad ng sinabi niya, that He is the Messiah, the Lord, the Son of God, the ruler, the King. And it says also in Romans 1:4, Paul wrote, and who through the Spirit of holiness was declared with power to be the Son of God by His resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And so Jesus was declared, He was shown to be the Son of God, God the Son, because He rose again from the dead. Siya po'y nagpatunay na siya ay Diyos na buhay sa atin. And that's why it's not only through Easter, hindi namamatay ang Diyos tuwing Holy Week, but He lives forever and ever. How many of you believe that? How many of you believe that the living Jesus is in your heart? He is living inside of you. And that's why, how was Jesus different from other religious leaders? Paano po naiiba ang ating Panginoong Jesus sa ibang religious leaders? Think of this. Muhammad. Si Muhammad, yung boxer. No, si Muhammad, yung founder ng Islam. Diba? Si Muhammad, he died, but he never rose again from the dead. He remained dead. Alright? Confucius. Si Confucius. He died, and he remained confused. Confucius. Alright. Si Buddha, kilala niyo si Buddha, diba? Malakit yan, ano? Si Buddha, namatay, pero naging alkansya, diba? Di namang alkansya na lang, memorial, ano? Barya mo, lalagay mo doon. He never rose from the dead. But Jesus Christ, He died, and just as He promised, He rose again from the dead, and many witnesses, many disciples saw Him alive for 40 days. And so, Jesus sent a special word to Peter. Sabi ng angel, go and tell His disciples. And also Peter. Remember Peter? He failed. He denied our Lord Jesus Christ when he was arrested on the garden. But yet, Jesus remembered Peter. Go tell Peter, and he will see me again in Galilee. And that's why even though Peter failed, Jesus prayed that his faith will not fail. Jesus wants to keep his word, not just to his disciples, but to you. Even if you've failed in the past, maybe you have not been faithful all throughout your life, but Jesus wants to still to keep his word to you. What God has a special plan, a special purpose for your life. That's why you don't need to waste your life in the things of this world, in the passing pleasures, sa mga panandaliang aliw ng mundong ito. Jesus wants to fulfill his promise to you. Whatever you have read in his word, in the Bible, whatever promise that God will give you a hope and a future, bibigyan kanya ng magandang kinabukasan because Jesus wants to keep his word for you. The second thing that Jesus wants to accomplish is he wants to keep his disciples' faith. He wants to strengthen, he wants to secure, he wants to preserve the faith of his followers. Makita po natin yan sa Mark 16, 8 to 14. Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. When Jesus rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had driven seven demons. She went and told those who had been with him and who were mourning and weeping. When they heard that Jesus was alive and that she had seen him, they did not believe it. Afterward, Jesus appeared in a different form to two of them while they were walking in the country. These returned and reported it to the rest, but they did not believe them either. Later, Jesus appeared to the 11 as they were eating. He rebuked them for their lack of faith and their stubborn refusal to believe those who had seen him after he had risen. So we can see here that there was fear, mourning, there was doubt and unbelief. They were trembling, they were afraid. The disciples were afraid of the Roman authorities because they thought their leader, our Lord Jesus, has died and they haven't seen him yet. But when even after they have seen him, they still persisted in their lack of faith. That's why Jesus rebuked them. He showed himself alive. He showed them his hands, his side, and gave them proof that he is indeed alive, the resurrected Christ. And so Jesus wants to preserve, he wants to keep, he wants to strengthen his disciples' faith by his resurrection. And sometimes our faith is weakened, you know, when we experience a lot of problems in life. Pag tayo nakakarap ng maraming problema sa pamilya, when there's a conflict in the family, when there's misunderstanding, when there's if you are a victim of office politics, if there's disappointments, yung mga inaasahan mong trabaho sa abroad, hindi pa dumarating, o yung hinihintay mong promotion, hindi nalalampasan ka, nababypass ka sa promotion, o kaya meron kang terror na teacher, no? Binigyan ka ng mababang grade, but because Jesus has risen from the dead, you believe that your grades will be risen again from the dead. Diba? Will be raised from the dead. No? That should be your faith. Diba? Ma-resurrect yung mga grades mo mula sa patay. And so Jesus wants to keep, he wants to preserve and strengthen our faith. Why? Because if Jesus has conquered death, which is the greatest enemy of man, kung na-conquer niya, na-lupig na niya, natalo na niya yung kamatayan, which is the greatest enemy of man, every man will die, whether rich or poor, famous or not. Everyone will that's the end of everyone. If Jesus conquered death, then how much more can he conquer all of your worries, all of your fears, all of your anxiety, lahat na mga bumabagabag sa'yo, lahat, if you are fear of the future, fear of poverty, fear of lack, Jesus will conquer all of that because Jesus has already conquered death. And sometimes also Christians stumble or get weakened in their faith when they see the lifestyle of other fellow believers. O kaya, pag nakita nila yung buhay ng kapwa Kristiyano, it's not aligned. It's not consistent with the Word of God. But don't focus your faith on people. Don't focus your faith on the promises of people. Focus your faith on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who after 3 days from the dead, he rose again from the dead. And that's why when the disciples were convinced of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, their lives were never the same again. Peter preached on the day of Pentecost. Na dati siya, nagkaanulo siya ngayon ang tumayo at nangaral. This Jesus whom you have crucified, God has raised from the dead. And we are all witnesses of this fact. Tertullian, an early church leader and writer, he said, no man would be willing to die unless he knew he had the truth. The apostles, the first century disciples, gave up their lives. They were thrown into the Roman arena, the amphitheater, the Colosseum, along with the gladiators. And they fought wild beasts and lions. They were fed to the wild animals because they're Christians. They suffered for their faith. Why? Because they believe that Jesus is Lord and he rose from the dead. Dr. Michael Green points out that the resurrection was the belief that turned broken-hearted followers of a crucified rabbi or teacher into the courageous witnesses and martyrs of the early church. You can imprison them, flog them, but you cannot make them deny their conviction that on the third day, he rose again. Jesus rose again. Why? Because he wants to strengthen, he wants to keep your faith. A third thing Jesus wants to accomplish is Jesus wants us to experience his power. Everybody say power. That power is the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. Christ's resurrection gives us access to God's power. In Mark 16, 15 to 20, he said to them, go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. How many of you believe you can drive out demons? Napanood niyo ba yung sa Channel 7? Yung liwanag sa dilim, yung exorcism? Alright, so kung ganun din, pag may kakilala kayo na sinasapian ng masamang espiritu, ano, dali nyo lamang dito sa Victory Metro East. Okay? Samahan nyo rin, ano? Samahan nyo. Tapos dali nyo dito. I-put nyo muna sa silent mode. Parang cellphone. Silent mode yung. Tapos dali nyo dito, magpa-pray natin. Alright? Tawagan nyo lang yung trunk line ng Victory Metro East. 477-1212. Ayan po, ang telephone ng office natin, no? 477-1212. 12 disciples. Madaling tandaan. O kaya, 645-1212. 645-1212. O kaya, kung may bumubulong sa inyo, okay? May bumubulong sa inyo, kailangan niyang counseling. Ayan, tawag lang kayo sa ating opisina. Alright, they will drive out demons, they will speak in new tongues, they will pick up snakes with their hands. We don't try that unless yung maamo yung ahas sa Manila Zoo. Okay, mupulupot. But and when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. Okay, wag nyo rin subukan yan. Yun lang sa mga missionary na pinilit nilalaso ng mga nakatribo. Anyway, they will place their hands on sick people and they will get well. How many of you believe that you can place, you can lay hands on the sick? They will get well. Okay, everybody raise your right hand. Okay, sabi mo, I will use my hands to lay hands on the sick. And by the power of God, they will get well. Amen. All right, how many of you believe that? God can use you to lay hands on the sick. Ang kamay pong yan ay hindi para sa pang counter-strike o pang plants and zombies, okay? Ang kamay na yan ay para magpagaling ng mga may sakit. Amen? Jesus Christ wants us to experience His power. What happened? After the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, He was taken up into heaven and He sat at the right hand of God. So where is Jesus now? Is Jesus still on the cross? No, He is sitting at the right hand of God. Verse 20. Then the disciples went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and confirmed His word by the signs that accompanied it. All right. So because our Lord Jesus rose from the dead, He wants us to proclaim, He wants us to share and spread this good news that He is no longer dead or crucified on the cross, that He is alive. and he is here to save people from their sins. And that's why he wants us to share, to engage people, to evangelize, to be a witness with his power. Dahil mahirap pong mag-share ng gospel kung wala kang power ni God, no? At kailangan mo ng boldness. Tatayo ka sa classroom mo. Okay? Magtaas ka ng kamay. Okay? Taas ka ng kamay. Ma'am! Okay, ikaw ba? Okay, you have the answer? No. Ako po na magbubura ng blackboard. Okay. But I want to share this, ma'am, that you're all invited to Victory Metro East. Okay, plug in mo yung Friday night youth. Okay, sa mga kabataan. Ano? Alright. Sino po sa dito sa mga estudyante? Mga estudyante? Alright, students? Among you here, you still look like a student. Look. Alright. Alright. Young looking. Okay. Because Jesus wants us to have His power so He can preach the Word of God. And that's why in Ephesians 1, Paul prayed that we might know His incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of His mighty strength, which He exerted in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly realms. Okay, yung same power na nagbuhay kay Jesus mula sa patay, that's the same power at work in you and me. Okay? This is not ordinary power, but this is a resurrection power. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, we have the resurrection power. Ayan. You have the resurrection power of God living inside of you. Last March 26, when I was in Asbury Seminary in Kentucky, I got an email from a member of our church in Victory, Quezon City, who had an even gait. Hindi siya makalakad ng diretso. No? She wrote that she had a toe fracture last December 29, which needed her to rest her right foot for a number of weeks. She used a crutch. No? Perhaps this worsened a scoliosis problem. And this lady is working in the Philippine Bible Society. And so, alam niyo po, yung mga buto natin ay magkakonekta. And so, I prayed for her. She called me via long distance on a Saturday morning. And I prayed for her. I commanded the arms to even up, na pumantay, mga paa at kamay niya. And so, after a few minutes, I asked her, okay, check mo nga kung pantay na yung kamay mo. Okay, so, oh, Pastor, pumantay. She was surprised. No? And I too was surprised. No? Nagulat din ako. Sobrang believe kay Lord. No? Pinagaling siya kagad. Instant miracle. And in fact, she came here this morning in our 10 a.m. service. Alright? Naglakad pa siya. Nakakapaglakad na siya mula parking hanggang dito. No? And she was thanking God. She was praising God. The resurrected Jesus healed our sister. Praise God. You can give the Lord glory. Hallelujah. Jesus is alive. Jesus is our healer. He will do the same thing for you. As you obey God, He let His power flow through your life. And that's why our main point today, before that, Romans 8:11, and it says, and if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who lives in you. Ayan. Do you believe that? That the same Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead is living, nakatira sa inyo. That's why you can also do the works of God. You don't have to wait for the pastor. You yourself can pray for the sick. You can share the gospel wherever you are, and see the power of God at work in your life. So the main point I want to leave with you today is this. Christ's resurrection gives us access to the power of God. Dahil nabuhay muli si Jesus, ang ating Panginoon, tayo po ay meron tayong access. We can all have the power of God. This is not just for a select individual, hindi lang sa piling Kristiyano, kundi bawat isa po sa atin. Maaaring makatanggap, maaaring makapagpakita ng kapangyarihan ng Diyos.